tape. Eris invited me to dinner at her parents' place. Trouble is, it turned out her folks were monsters intent on consuming us. Parents, right? Normally, we'd summon a bit of magic and whisk ourselves to safety, but somehow the monsters had cut us off from the source of our power and left us helpless and running for our lives. Parents, right? Anyway, when I left off, Eris and I were hiding out in an upstairs room, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. A spell was keeping us safe, but the clock was ticking. Alright, darling, first question. Your parents ever had a lick of magic?
Not a single drop, as far as I know. They refused to believe Shay was even real.
That means they got something after the fact. Cursed object or something influenced them, but when did Shay first appear?
I don't know. I don't remember even ever being alone, but I guess at some point she started to materialize. I was pretty young, just a kid. She sort of started like a fuzzy outline and became stronger the more I grew up. Sorry, Valentine. I can't focus. I need a moment. We're safe while in Zero's spell. You're totally sure?
We're safe for now, love. Just breathe.
Okay, let me think. Maybe... No, not...
Eris, if you have anything...
I can't. Sorry, Valentine. This is more difficult than I thought. Everything is just... I can't.
It's all right, love. You're okay. If anyone knows the past is best not visited, it's me. We'll figure it out.
Tracy!
Supper's getting cold.
Read me.
What?
Read me, like one of your French girls.
I repeat. What?
Remember that spell you did while we were watching Zero's one pixie play?
Ugh. I don't even want to know what favors he called in for that.
You had that enchanted D20 that gave us a constructed world based on a memory. We ought to have those cinnamon buns I loved but never found again. Can you use that to read my memories? You made that little bakery in my memory from when I was 16.
Yeah, but that was a favorite memory. Digging up the difficult stuff, it's rough. If you can't even tell me about it, should I have the rights to rummage through it?
Please, Finn, I trust you. Maybe you'll see something I missed or blocked out. I should be able to pull my sister in to aid you. I'll do what I can to reinforce the spell here.
If you're in danger, pull me back. Jumping memories like this is going to be rough, and I'm running the risk of pulling a DiCaprio.
What? Eaten by a bear?
Think of the spell like a raft, and your memories are the water. Visiting a bakery is like paddling around on a calm day. Rooting around in your trauma, that's a bit like shooting down rapids in a hurricane. It's trickier. I may get lost in there, or something may get pulled in from my memories.
Finn?
Yeah?
Be careful. I can't lose you.
Oh... Keep this up, I'll start thinking you're sweet on me or something.
Well, maybe just a little.
Alright. Focus on the first instance of shade. And roll the die.
Hurry back.
Hello?
Hello again, Valentine.
Gah! Ash and hell's shade, stop sneaking up on me. Where exactly are we?
This is the shoreline of my sister's mind. We must find our way from here.
Know what's going on outside?
Eris has told me what's happening. I'm supposed to escort you to the right mirrors to show you when I started getting stronger.
Mirrors? I thought we were doing sort of an abandoned island metaphor here.
Yes, with mirrors. Oh, and there are lots of statues too.
Seems... inconsistent, but who am I to argue with my girlfriend's made-up memory palace?
It's not a palace. It's an island.
You see? Inconsistent. We should get to the first mirror before I pretend freeze to death on this pretend beach.
Let's go, then.
So, what's with the statues and mirrors aesthetic anyway?
Eris sees me as a reflection of herself. I am thee and thou art I. She isn't always happy with what she sees in the mirror.
Tell me about it. She knows she can always talk to me about that, right?
Just like you could freely talk of your guilt over letting Cap get possessed by a demon.
That's different.
We just need to find the right mirror.
Know which one we need?
Yes. Look for the one by a statue where Eris is holding a particular teapot.
There's a lot of teapots.
Eris didn't have many friends when we were younger.
This is my favorite tea. Would you like some, sister?
We're close. Here.
That's a really lifelike statue. Downright creepy, even. So what now? Click my heels together 3 times to say there's no place like emotional trauma?
Step through the mirror.
Of course. Yeah, that's the better idea. Guess I'll be filling in for the role of Alice tonight. The instant we step through the mirror, I have that moment of weightlessness. The memory swirls into focus. Me and Shade are back in Eris's old home. A young girl with long brown hair sits at a low table and quietly pretends to pour out cups of tea. She has Eris's eyes, big and trusting. One green, one brown. The breath goes out of my lungs at the thought of anyone being cruel to this child.
Oh, more guests?
What? You can see us?
Uh-huh. You dress kind of funny. What's with the red trench coat?
It's a duster. Am I the only one you see?
Well, you and my sister. She's in the chair with the pink teacup. Just don't sit there, please.
I could kind of see her. She's like a fuzzy black outline.
You see her too? She's shy. Usually she hides when someone else is around, but if I squeeze my eyes really hard, I can see her.
You mean like this?
Not that hard, silly.
Oh, yeah. Head rush.
Yeah, I rub my eyes, squeeze them really close together, and focus on letting my sister open the door and come through to play. Mom told me I can't do that in public. She says the neighbors will get jealous. But I hear her and Daddy talking when they think I'm asleep. They say I'm not normal, and they're afraid the Kapoors next door won't like them anymore if they find out. But they don't like the Kapoors anyway, so I don't know why they're so afraid.
Really now? What else do they say?
Mom says I'm getting too old for imaginary friends. She says I should have forgotten all about Shade by now. I hope that doesn't happen, though. She's my best friend in the world! I thought they'd be happy that Shade was here, but when I told them, they just got mad. They should love Shade too, even if they can't see her. Instead, they told me I was a abomination, and I was trying to hurt them.
I think if your parents can see Shade, they love her just as much as you do. I've met your sister, you know. She's a very brave girl.
You have? I didn't know she could talk to other people.
Well, let's just say I got to go to her house and meet her. She helped me defeat a monster.
That's good. I'm glad she was able to help you. Just don't tell Mom, okay? She'll get angry.
Scouts on her.
You're in the scouts?
You know, that's the second time you've asked me that question.
No, it's not. This is the first time I've met you, silly. Oh, Shade says this is the first time I met you now. I'll meet you again later.
You are deceptively smart for an ankle boyer.
I read a lot. I can't go out unless Mom or Dad is there.
Worried you'll bring your sister along?
Yeah, she's downstairs talking to another doctor about me.
Doctor, eh? Mind if I go listen to what your mom's gotta say?
You can't leave. The door's locked and she'll know if anyone tries to get out.
Really now? Maybe I'll have a little chat with dear old Mumsy.
You can't go out there. We'll be in trouble. We'll get more cover time.
You cannot leave this room. Eris's memory doesn't go past the walls of this room.
Wait, you can talk to my sister too? Why are we the only ones who can do that? Are you cruel too? Mom says I'm being cruel when I talk to her. What's cruel?
Little lady, I wish I could answer everything right now. Just know this. You're not sick or confused. You've got the stuff of legends in you. Eventually, you'll help save people. And your sister will be there with you for every minute of it.
Really? I'm going to be a hero?
And my personal favorite at that. You're going to be one of the most talented street magicians I know. And the day we meet will be one of the luckiest days of my life.
Do I save your life?
On a near weekly basis.
What?
Right now, though, I need to get going. There's got to be an answer somewhere else.
Touch the mirror and we should return to the island.
My mister!
Till we meet again, princess. Alright, so as far as we know at this point, her parents thought you were just a delusion. So if the magic changed them, later on...
The next is the first time I manifested and affected the physical world. Look for Arison. Ugh, a prom dress. And a perm.
No, oh, I can just picture Eris at her first dance. Bet it was a magical evening.
Is this sarcasm?
I think I found the prom dress statue. Whoa. Another head rush.
I felt it too. Eris is pouring her power into the spell to ward the room. We're running out of time.
After you, Shade.
No, I have to stay here.
Is there some magical rule about you attending the same prom twice?
I prefer not to relive this memory. It is very painful.
Oh, joy. Once more onto the breach and all that. This makes me glad I skipped my own prom. Along with the last 2 years of high school.
Red Jacket Man? Is that you?
Like I said before, it's a duster. Hold up, you remember me?
You stepped out of my bedroom mirror and made a funny face. Nobody visited me but doctors back then. You know, you still look like you crawled out of bed.
It's just the grunge look.
Grunge?
You'll find out about grunge in about a year. Never mind that, though. Why are you sniffling?
Oh my god. Can you believe it? Someone took Tracy to prom! Looks like she picked her most homeless uncle.
It is unhoused, you little wanker! And I have a very nice apartment. Well, it's technically my office, but I sleep in the back!
Whatever, perv.
Snot-nosed Yahoo!
Hey buddy, the douchey outlet called. Your discount trench coat order is ready for
pickup. Nice one!
That was such a labored insult, and these kids are mean.
Exhibit A.
You know, there's a great arcade nearby. We should ditch the prom. First game's on me.
No. I want to be here. I just want to do one normal thing with my life.
Normal is overrated.
Listen, you may have a screwed up sense of fashion, but you don't know what's wrong with me.
There is nothing wrong with you, Eris.
Hey, I've never told anyone that name. Are you reading my diary?
I don't need to. You're Eris through and through. I know you. You're standing in a crowd, but you feel completely alone. Like there's just a little too much inside you in comparison to everyone else. And sometimes, when no one is looking, you talk to your shadow. I've met her too.
You're like me, aren't you?
Sure am.
Are you here to help me or something?
Yeah, I suppose I am. I'm not a fawn guiding you through a snowy wood or anything, but you don't always get the top shelf, Yodas.
Years ago, when we met, you called me a street magician?
Yeah, that's the term for humans with a spark of magic.
So, I'm not crazy?
You make some questionable dating choices later on, but no, you aren't crazy. Not even a little.
Okay, For some reason, that makes me feel a little better. Now I just have to survive prom.
Hey, Tracy. What are you doing here?
Hi, Becca. I'm minding my own business. You should try it.
Aw, did your grandpa come to pick you up? Or is your mom hiring the elderly to keep tabs on you?
Wow. Really mean kids at the school.
You noticed.
Hey, Gramps. Did you know she thinks her shadow is alive? She used to tell us in elementary school that her shadow would get us if we were mean to her. Is that like a hereditary thing, or is just Tracy the freak?
Cute. Eris, let's get the hells out of here.
Eris? Is that what you're calling yourself now, Tracy? That's got some real magical girl vibes.
No, just Tracy is. I can be myself better as... Ow, my head.
Take a breather, kid.
Protect?
Shade? When'd you get here?
Man in red jacket. He sees me. Must kill him. Protect my sister. Protect the secret.
You're not the current model, are you? Hope my mental version has a better connection to the abyss. Ashen helps. Mirror, gonna get to the mirror! Ow.
Welcome back.
What in the 20 screaming hells was that?
Eris's emotions during her teenage years were difficult for me to understand. Everyone was a threat in her mind, so I adapted. They blamed the event on a wildcat that got into the school. Our parents sent us away after that.
I'm starting to get a better picture of what happened.
Sorry about your arm. I hope I didn't get too deep.
I'm a psychic construct, so anything less than a killing blow should just repair itself. Not sure how a memory could hurt me, though.
This is Eris's mind. She holds sway over everything that happens here.
I mean, I get that, but I couldn't reach the abyss when I was in her prom night memory. I thought that psychic action figure me would come with abyssal powers.
Eris has cut you off from your source, even here. It's a subconscious method of defense.
Really? Huh. Quick question, Shade. How did Eris get in touch with her family again?
What do you mean?
She had that nightmare the other night. It was so bad that you materialized. The next morning, she tells me out of the blue that she got in touch with her parents, and my powers are suddenly on the fritz. Hold up, I'm putting a few things together in my noggin. Eris! Ready to come out!
Valentine, we're out of time!
I'm going to help our girl, Shade. Wish me luck.
I'm trying to hold up the spell, Valentine, but I don't have enough power to keep it going.
So let it go.
What? They'll get through.
I know. It's time you had an honest chat with your parents.
Okay, Red Jacket Man, you've never steered me wrong before.
Red Jacket Man? You remember that?
Yes, kind of. You were both there and not there at the same time. You told me I wasn't broken and said all the things I needed to hear the most. You didn't change what happened, but I knew back then that someone cared. You gave me some hope. Okay, I'm releasing the spell. Get ready.
Food!
We feed. We become whole.
Valentine, what do we do?
Tell them to sit.
What?
You heard me. Tell them to sit down and stop drooling at us. We're failing.
Mom? Dad? Sit down and stop drooling?
Of course, darling.
You got it, honey.
What? Valentine, what is going on?
It took me a moment to put it together, but I think I figured it out. These aren't your parents, Eris.
What a rude thing to say. Tracy, I can't believe you brought this man into our house.
Your house? I think you're mistaken. This house belongs to Eris.
What?
It's yours. You made this house along with these imitations of your mom and dad.
What are you talking about? They're definitely real. They cut us off from the source of our powers and tried to eat us.
Nope, just the opposite. We're connected to our power, but it's all going into this house, these monsters. You created them out of your trauma and guilt. You need to let them go.
No. I hurt people. I turned Shade into a monster.
Look at me, darling. You were a scared kid. Nobody showed you the rules, and Shade was just trying to keep you safe. I was meant to be the thief, and you saw what I did with that. It was never your fault, or hers.
You were such an embarrassment, and so cruel to us. You killed your sister.
What?
Tracy is a twin, but just like everything else she touches, she destroyed our sweet, perfect little girl.
Please don't say that, Mom.
The doctor told us we were having twins, but at some point, the two heartbeats turned into one, and on the day she was born, there was no sign of my sweet girl, just this abomination that had killed her sister.
Just shut up.
Then Tracy started talking about her sister, playing with her in the yard, having tea parties in her room. We thought God was testing us, but it wasn't God at all. We were being tormented by this vile creature that had taken our real daughter from us.
We were being punished. You were punishing us.
Quiet! Mom. Dad. That's enough.
That's enough.
You will listen to me now.
We will listen.
When I was a child growing up in this house, I was all alone. You wouldn't let me play with the other children. Wouldn't talk to me. You wouldn't even look at me, and I didn't know why. But then Shade came. She played with me. She talked to me. Kept me safe.
Kept you safe.
I had made a friend. I had a sister. But when I told you, you screamed at me and locked me in my room. It took me so long to understand why. Why you kept me inside. Why I can't remember a single loving thing you ever said to me. Because you blamed me for what happened to Shade, and you hated the fact that I lived.
You lived.
Even though I was your child. Even though I deserved to be loved. Because I was your child. I was so broken for so many years that I never realized the truth. It wasn't my fault. I didn't kill my sister. I saved her.
Saved her.
I grew up fending for myself. But I found friends. I found love. I know that you aren't my real parents. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you aren't monsters. You're broken people. You're broken people who drove away the one person you were supposed to cherish. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Goodbye, Eris.
Oh, thank the goddess I was right.
Wait. You weren't sure?
I had an inkling, but your sisters were actually clued me into it, and hey, my arm is less mauled.
I already apologized for that.
Shh. Jade! Nice to see you topside, my spooky kitty girl. You heard it as soon as I said it, never doing that again.
Jade, are you real?
As far as I can tell.
How are you here? You look solid.
I know. I feel solid. I think your fear and guilt were keeping me in the shadows all this time. When you released some of that, it let me come through. I can now move through the shadows between here and there.
Shade, can I do something I've wanted to do ever since I started talking to you?
Sure. It's not like you could actually hurt me. I'm kind of, well, shadow. Wait. What is this?
Come here.
Don't look at me. You tried to turn me into a meow mix.
I can finally hug my sister, you twit.
These are hugs? Very constricty. But nice, I think.
So, why don't you two go for a walk? Shade can see what it's like to have the sun on her face.
You're not coming?
I'm gonna poke around this place, make sure there's no residual magic.
I've always wanted to go out in the sun. I hear it's warm? Is that the word?
Well, get going, you two. This process is annoying and I need to focus.
Thank you, Finn.
Anytime. Now go.
You okay, Valentine?
Yeah, just need to catch my breath. I'll do a bit of magical hygiene and meet you right away. We'll get that pizza I was talking about earlier, yeah?
Food.
For the record, no one was kicked out, so you're buying, darling.
Hi, you've reached the Neon Crossing. I know you need my aid. Please leave a message and I will call you back at the appointed time.
And it's me. I think we need to fix up the tattoo soon. Something's weird with the Abyss. Eris was able to leech it off me. I told her it was her powers making a monkey's lunch of my magic, but it feels like she was exploiting the weakness of my connection. Call me back.
You have been listening to The Graveyard Tapes, Going Home, Part 2. Written by Dustin Gray. Story editor, Aidan Morgan. Edited by Nikki Ewart and Angela Dumalag. Audio engineering by Robin of Psychonadia. Produced by Brianna Jean Teuber. With the voices of Chase Hunter as Valentine, Nikki Ewart as Eris and Invasri, Christine Byerly as Shade, Pam Torgrimson as the Operator, Lamar Harris as Gary, Casey James as Betty, Angela Dumalag as Young Eris and Teen Eris, Nala Wu as Rando Student, Rick the Whitebird as Becca, Fenway Jones as Anne,